Nolte, Kristen Welker launches Meet the Press Rain Spreading Abortion Lies. By John Nolte on September 18, 2023. Kristen Welker launched her reign as Meet the Press moderator by lying to the gullible morons who still watch Meet the Press. Welker's lies are so blatant and shameless, such a desperate attempt to protect her precious Democrat Party. It's readily apparent that Meet the Press will remain what it became under former moderator Chuck Todd. Just another hour of left-wing MSNBC. Welker hosted former President Trump on Sunday and asked a legitimate question about what he would do as president on the issue of abortion. Now that the Supreme Court has overturned the non-existent right to kill your unborn child that we were told was found in the non-existent right to privacy, the issue is back where it belongs, in the political arena where the public has the final say by way of state representatives. It is also worth mentioning that the legal absurdity of Roe v. Wade was overturned only because of Trump. Three Republican presidents, Reagan, Bush, and Bush, all fumbled the SCOTUS ball by nominating squishes. Trump stood firm with all three of his picks, and after 52 years, justice was finally done. Back to Welker's shameless serial lying. Here's a transcript. I've emphasized her lies. Trump, I did something that nobody thought was possible and Roe v. Wade was terminated and put back to the states. Now people, pro-lifers have the right to negotiate for the first time. They had no rights at all because the radical people on this are really the Democrats that say after 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, and even after birth, you're allowed to terminate the baby. Kristen Welker, Democrats aren't saying that. Democrats are not saying that. Does it bother you though that women say their lives are being put at risk? Do you feel you bear any responsibility because as you say you are responsible for having Roe v. Wade overturned? Trump, what's going to happen? It's an issue that's been going on for a long time. It's a very polarizing issue. Because of what's been done and because of the fact we brought it back to the states, we're going to have people come together on this issue. They're gonna determine the time because nobody wants to see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Nobody wants to see abortions when you have a baby in the womb. I said with Hillary Clinton when we had the debate, I made a statement, rip the baby out of the womb in the 9th month. You're allowed to do that and you shouldn't be allowed to do that. Welker, again, no one is arguing for that. That's not a part of anyone's platform, Mr. President. Trump, the Democrats are able to kill the baby after birth and nobody wants that. Welker, Democrats don't want that either. Allow me to use a left-wing source. We have 7 states that put no limits on abortion and 18 states that allow abortion up to viability, which is at 6 months. Additionally, only 2 years ago, congressional Democrats voted unanimously, except for one, to pass the Women's Health Protection Act of 2021, or H.R. 3755, which would federally legalize abortion until viability, which is generally the 6-month mark. Worse still are the myriad of loopholes in this act that would legalize infanticide. H.R. 3755 also guarantees a right to abortion post-viability if a medical professional concludes continuation of pregnancy would pose a risk to a woman's life or health, even though the baby could be safely delivered instead of aborted. And health remains undefined, guaranteeing medical providers possess unlimited discretion to determine whether a risk, no matter how insignificant, permits the abortion of a near-term unborn baby. Oh, so the medical professional who will make $1,200 killing your baby has the final say. Oh, yeah, that's a real limit. In other words, Democrats want no limits on abortion. Secondly, pin down pretty much any Democrat about what limits they would place on abortion. Something Kristen Liar will never do, and you will discover that Democrats refuse limits. This refusal is always hidden in gibberish, like, that's between a woman and her doctor. Actually, these days, it's more like, that's between a birthing person and her doctor. Welker's other lie is this idea that women's lives are at risk. No one's life is at risk. No one, and I mean no one, is okay with allowing a woman to die in those very rare cases where carrying a child to term is fatal. Democrats also support partial birth abortion, which is, as Trump states, killing the baby after it's born. Riddle me this, how can the mother's life be in jeopardy after the baby is born? Meet the Press? More like Meet the New Boss. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. September 26th is available for pre-order, including Kindle and Audible.